Okay, so I'm looking at the new Netflix documentary about Waco, and it moves me quite a bit. I've seen another documentary about it in the film and whatever. But here they gave themselves time and attention to just the ordinary people, the kids who are now adults, talking about how that war really broke out between the FBI and that David Koresh group, who had built like a fortress for themselves. And I guess, you know, so many men in America are soldiers or in different wars, and have experience enough both to set up the weaponry and the defense system and the plans for how to effectively fight off an enemy. I mean, this is what they learn there in the military, right? So, I mean, if they just had one or two or few of those guys, that explains pretty much what happened, because they had a very professional defense system. A big, huge panzer-breaking machine gun in the tower in the middle and all that. So, of course, the FBI were completely taken by surprise. But, again, that's the story we get all the time. The fight, right? The conflict. Yeah, who's gonna win? But here they went one step further, it seems, so far at least. Letting the ordinary people, those who saw their friends or parents or others dying next to them, how they experienced this whole thing. And it's really heartbreaking. It's not about interesting, cool conflict, adding some spice to the drama we like to look at, that we call life. But it's about real life. From inside, those people there. The FBI agent who was shot down inside that building, lying, dying on the floor. Surrounded by the enemy only. Shouting in the radio, please come and get me. And the little 10-year-old girl who saw her grandfather coming having been shot in the stomach, lying there just crying and begging that someone would have mercy on him and end his suffering. And then she described how they did. He shot him. Imagine a 10-year-old year old girl seeing all that. So this is the reality. It's not on television. And I mean, another thing that I have to mention, I mean, you know, I'm from Europe. And I think I can speak for all of us, even those east of Europe. A big part of the rest of the world over that direction. That we just can't understand your obsession with weapons. I mean, if everyone is armed, and not only that, and making and looking at movies and news and everything that only mainly seems to be about people killing each other with cool weapons. What can you expect? I mean, where in Europe, and I think also in Asia, would some paramilitary government group basically, which I guess the FBI is, just raid a church or a temple or an ashram or whatever. Loaded with weapons, and that same place being loaded with weapons, we just scratch our heads and what's going on here? There's so much fear, so much anger, it seems. So much hate and violence, which, you know, an Indian would say is a lower modes of nature. Ignorance, passion, tama, raja, where people become violent and dark and heavy. Crazy, irrational, where people are just driven by, which then leads down to that passion and greed and lust and ambitiousness. And you know, Bhaktivedanta Swami, who came over in the 60s, among other teachers of Indian philosophy and wisdom, he remarked that this modern civilization is like that. It's in the modes of Raja and Tama, and I've simply come here to raise it, to help people find the brighter path that leads to happiness, and not this, which leads to suffering for everyone. It's win-win versus lose-lose. So and this apart from being a lesson, because we should all learn lessons from history, from this Waco case, which is called An American Apocalypse here in this documentary Netflix series that you can see right now if you're seeing this in 23. What we can learn some spiritual maturity. First of all, to respect each other independently of sectarian belonging. And try to see, which shouldn't be that difficult, that the God I have is the same God as you have, for God's sake. There is only one God. It's not that everyone who believes in God invents their own God, which then appears in their heaven, and then they are competing heaven somewhere else with another God, and they are fighting each other. I mean, again, this low-minded mentality behind even that kind of anthropomorphic idea of God that humans are so fond of cooking up. So, that simple thing could just change the world. We're all children of the same God. Okay, big deal. Now what? Well, maybe now it became a little bit easier for us to coexist on this planet without killing each other or hurting each other, which I think we all want, right? Maybe even cooperate. Ooh, yeah. That word still exists. So, yeah, I mean, not seriously, positively, that's what you could learn and what we need to learn, and which I think these mistakes, which Waco was definitely from both sides, I would say, as warning examples to learn from. And we, of course, can look at so many other examples from history. To see both this intolerance and, I would say, unintelligent inability to understand and see and respect people who have another point of view, another slightly different way of looking at, in this case, God and each other. So then we need to sharpen up, wake up a bit there, humans. And the other one is, if you are in a group, a spiritual group or so, of course they all tend to think that they are the best. Otherwise, why would they have joined that group specifically and not another one? And they don't go overboard thinking they are the greatest of the great and the only chosen ones and blah blah. And then building these walls around themselves and their children and everyone, causing some kind of inbred culture there. intellectually and mentally inbred, first of all. And then ending up like yet another cult. We should have learned from that too. And I think I dare to say that I mentioned Bhaktivedanta Swami, who incidentally is the one who founded the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, popularly called the Hare Krishna movement. He said, again, I didn't come here to convert people to Hinduism, but to help Christians become better Christians. Everyone, you know, Muslims become better Muslims. Or teaching about love of God, God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, which is universal. It's really, and if you look at that tradition going back to 500 years, I don't even remember what channel I'm talking on here. I can fix that. You find that same open-mindedness there. And I think maybe that's what's needed now, transcendental spiritualism, which transcendental meaning transcendental to the mundane differences between us people, and also looking at us from a transcendental perspective. And with that I mean looking at us as we are for real, and not just in terms of our, you know, the color of our skin, or our names, languages, or where we happen to live, and so on. And that's why I am speaking these words, hopefully raising some awareness in that good direction, which I really think is a good direction for us to go in, and I would say the only logical direction. Learn to respect each other, and as I often say, cooperate where we agree rather than fight where we disagree.